Welcome, everyone. Please remember to turn your phones off. Thank you. Today is Thursday, February 5th, 2015. Members present are Dan, Representative Ortiz, Representative Johnson, Representative Foster, and myself, Chair Stutes. We do have a quorum to conduct business. We are also joined by Butch Carber from House Records, Sam Greeley from the LIO, and my Fisheries Committee aide is Reed Harris. And I'd also like to say a quick welcome to our visitors from the Bristol Bay campus. Thank you for joining us. Today we have one bill on the agenda, House Joint Resolution Number 7, Oppose Aleutian National Marine Sanctuary. Presenting the bill is the sponsor, Representative Edgman, and his staff, Tim Clark. Members have a draft proposed committee substitute, version H, in their packets. Can I have a motion to adopt the CS as the working document?
Madam Chair, I move CS for HJR 7, version 29-LS0368/H, as in hotel.
Thank you. I object for purposes of discussion.
Good morning, Madam Co-Chair. I think this is...
Excuse me for just one moment while I recognize Representative Millett, who has joined us.
Thank you. Very, very good.
Millett.
Millett, yes.
Yes. Late. Thank you.
Well, for the record, my name is Bryce Edgman. I represent House District 37. With me is my staff, Tim Clark, who has done the majority of work on this bill, and I will use him as a lifeline, Madam Chair, from time to time. I would like to just sort of quickly walk you through the couple of changes in the proposed committee substitute before you. If I could have you turn to page 3. There are two changes, both to reflect the fact that the proposal for the sanctuary was essentially rejected, but as we will discuss throughout the hearing today, is still clearly on the table in terms of a future submission of a request for forming a sanctuary. But the changes are the addition, Madam Chair, on page 3, lines 3-7, and basically that's just to, again, update the fact that the nomination wasn't sufficient and that you know, they've been invited to come back and submit a revised nomination if the desire is there to do that. And then on page 10, we inserted the line, or any similar nomination, just to make that be it resolved phrase complete. And
page what? I'm sorry,
page
3. Line
10. Yeah.
Page 3, line
10.
Okay.
Page 3, line 10. Wow. So just those two... changes, and otherwise the resolution is identical to the version that was read across the House floor on the first day of session.
Are there any questions from the committee? I will open up the meeting for public testimony. I'd like to remove my objection so we have this before us.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair. If it's appropriate, just to speak to the bill itself, to put this sort of in very generic terms, I would characterize this as in terms of unwanted intrusions, probably at the top of the list. What we have is an organization called the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. To my knowledge, very few people have been aware of the organization. I did consult with some folks in the environmental community in Alaska, and the people I talked to had never heard of this organization. Their quest, just in a sentence or two, is to establish a large marine sanctuary in Aleutian Islands, something in effect of the size of the state of Alaska, some 554,000 square nautical miles, a marine sanctuary that was not requested by any of the local communities or any of the entities that reside in the Aleutian area, that went forth without any sort of consultation or any consent, any notification. Nobody really knew about this. And I think, along with myself and others, we sort of learned about this when it became public that it was actually in the process. In your bill packet, you'll see some very vigorous opposition to this from essentially everyone that is aware of it in the Alaska Peninsula and the Aleutian Island region, and some really strong and vigorous opposition from the Aleutian, the East Borough, and a number of the other entities in the region. What this resolution does is it sends a very strong signal from the Alaska legislature that we don't approve of something like this. That's the basic thrust of the resolution. And the reason we don't approve it, number one, is because the communities weren't brought into the discussion. They weren't asked if this was a necessary thing. And as you will see, if you've read through the bill packet, that the sanctuary process requires the communities to be participants in terms of, you know, any approval through the Department of Commerce of a sanctuary of this nature. I think I would also add that in terms of the process that's already in place, I think many of you are familiar with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council process. Madam Chair, you are coming from Kodiak for sure, and the rigorous nature of their management system. We all know about the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, certainly the Board of Fisheries, and the National Marine Fisheries Service, which provides a lot of the science and a lot of the technical work that North Pacific Fishery Management Council works on. To add to that list in terms of what's already in place, in terms of protecting this very large but very valuable ecosystem, is the Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment project that has already been working on towing and salvage and response capabilities. The mayor of Unalaska has played a critical role in that effort. And that the offshore oil and gas risk is low, essentially because the president, just this past December, signed an executive order withdrawing 32 million acres of the North Aleutian Basin, which includes Bristol Bay, from leasing. So you have all of these sort of measures already in place that that I feel, and I think that you'll hear from many of my constituents in the region, provide the necessary protections that would be warranted by such a large area, such a valuable both marine and seabird habitat area. So this resolution, Madam Chair, we think is very much in order, even though the initial submission to the Department of Commerce was essentially rejected by the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, apparently with through a couple of their Alaskan members. But it's my understanding that there is a good likelihood that this effort could be restarted and another application resubmitted, possibly with a smaller area or maybe a more defined area in the Aleutian Island area. So what I would like, and I really appreciate you hearing this resolution, I would like to have the committee's consideration and pushing this forward at some point soon and getting it through the legislature and sending the strong signal that if we're going to do something that involves any of our communities throughout the state, we want our communities involved and we want their consent and we want them in agreement with what's taking place. So, Madam Chair, I'll just stop there and pause for any questions.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from the committee? Seeing none, I will open this up for public testimony. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to testify for this bill? Seeing none, I guess I'll close public testimony. Is there anyone online that would like to testify? No? Anyone off-net that would like to testify? Okay. Seeing none, now I will close public testimony. This brings HJR 7 back before the committee for discussion.
Whatever order you choose.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I strongly support this resolution. I pulled up the website for this organization, and the first thing I see is Aleutian should be the first national marine sanctuary in Alaska. To me, that means there will be a second, there will be a third, a fourth, and so on and so on. And your island, Madam Chair, will be on the list, as will a lot of the areas in Southeast and, quite frankly, every coastal area. So I think it's important that we send a message that we do not support this. Some of these marine sanctuaries in California, we deal with them with some of the organizations we're with CSG, have devastated sports fishing, for example, and some of the, they take an island and you can't run a boat over it, so it means no fishing. So it takes an industry almost out of business. They don't have the commercial fishing around the islands that we have in Alaska, so it would be much more devastating to Alaska than it would California. So it is telling that the Aleutians would be the first, and I would like to stop it, nip it in the bud, and say that the Aleutians will be the first time we fight. It will not be the last, but it will be the first times we fight and win to protect our ability to use our natural resources. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Strongly support this resolution.
Thank you, Representative Johnson. Representative Millett.
Thank you very much.
I have a hard time.
I know it's Millett. If you just say Millett and drill it and mine it.
Millett.
Dig it. So thank you, Representative Edgman, for bringing this forward. I think we're seeing a large movement under National Oceans Policy to do just exactly what they're trying to do here through, it looks like, an administrative order rather than go through the public process and go through Congress to do things like this to make a marine sanctuary. What bothers me the most, and I think it's a theme throughout the state of Alaska, is the lack of talking to Alaskans about this. We have, I will say it, like I said on the floor, we are the biggest environmentalists that I know, Alaskans. We care about our environment because we work, recreate, we eat from our environment. So this is just flies in the face of how we manage our state and how we manage our federal lands and how we manage, what's around us. So I obviously signed on as a co-sponsor. I'm a big fan of this. I'm not a big fan of National Oceans Policy or of doing any of this without any consideration from Alaskans' voices. So I'm going to, again, stand up on the floor and support this greatly when it makes it to that, which I'm sure it will soon. But Madam Chair, I think this is a great resolution, and I sure hope they listen.
Thank you, Representative Millett. I'd like to acknowledge Representative Heron, who's in attendance. Are there any further questions for the sponsor?
Just a quick question.
Yes, Representative Foster.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And you may have addressed this, and I may have just missed it. But if they were to resubmit the nomination, is that an act of Congress that has to be passed, or is that something that the President can do unilaterally, or how does that work again?
No, it's my understanding, and I'm going to look to my lifeline here for whether or not it's true or not, but it's my understanding that this could be approved administratively.
Okay.
Through the Department of Commerce, the National Ocean and Atmospheric Department.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Foster. Any further questions from this committee? Seeing none.
Can I just make a couple of sort of closing comments when
certainly
it's appropriate.
Representative Edgman.
Well, I guess the first comment I would make in terms of the opposition that the resolution certainly brings forward is the fact that it also underscores the strong management regime that we already have in place with our North Pacific Fishery Management Council, one of the eight councils around the country, regularly lauded as having some of the best world-class management practices in place, supported by National Marine Fisheries Service with years and years of experience all up and down the coast of Alaska. I think it also speaks to our own Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the rigor and attention and the expertise that it provides as well to Alaska waters and to all things that are sustainable and renewable. So I think that's a point that I'd like to underscore as this resolution goes forward, and would conclude by saying that the resolution, you know, obviously has a zero fiscal note attached to it, which is important in these times too.
Thank you, Representative Edgman. Seeing no further questions from this committee, can I have a motion to move HJR 729L? Yes.
Madam Chair, I move CS for House Joint Resolution 7 from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, this bill will move out of fisheries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bryce, is this the only committee?
No, it goes to resources next.
Okay, if there's no further business to come before this committee, this meeting is adjourned at 10:26 a.m.